This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence strongly criticized European allies Saturday in Munich, Germany, for their stance on Iran and Venezuela. Pence told delegates to the Munich Security Conference it was time for them to stop counteracting U.S. sanctions against Tehran.
Time has come for our European partners to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against this murderous revolutionary regime. The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region.
Pence's remarks came after German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave a spirited speech defending Europe's decision to stay in the Iran nuclear deal and have a multilateral approach to global affairs. The vice president also called on the EU to recognize Venezuelan National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of that country. The United States has recognized Guaido as president and demanded that socialist President Nicolas Maduro step down. Meanwhile, a U.S. military transport plane carrying humanitarian aid meant for Venezuelans landed in the Colombian border city of Cucuta on Saturday. USAID Administrator Mark Green said the shipment is the latest arrival of large-scale U.S. and international aid for Venezuelans.
To be very clear, this is not the first shipment, nor will it be the last shipment, not only from the United States, but we know that many other countries are joining as well.
Many Venezuelans have scant access to food and medicine since opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president in defiance of socialist President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido has said that aid will enter Venezuela February 23rd, but it is not clear whether Maduro will allow the supplies to cross the border. This is VOA News. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said on Saturday that he had not yet determined whether a border wall with Mexico was a military necessity or how much Pentagon money would be used for it. Shanahan said that planners had identified the different sources of money that could be used, but he had not decided specifically what projects it would impact, and ultimately it was his decision.
I'll go in and review that analysis. Now that the emergency has been declared, based on that, we can do an assessment of what would be appropriate.
President Donald Trump on Friday declared a national emergency in a bid to fund his promised wall at the U.S.-Mexico border without congressional approval. By declaring an emergency, Trump can use Department of Defense funds, but the president's declaration has been challenged in court, and it's not clear if any money can be allocated until a final decision is rendered. The first American cardinal accused of sexual abuse, Theodore McCarrick, is no longer a Roman Catholic priest. AP's Julie Walker has details.
The 88-year-old McCarrick is the highest-ranking Catholic churchman to be laicized. The defrocking means the once-powerful Archbishop of Washington, who also worked in other dioceses and now lives in Kansas, can no longer celebrate Mass or other sacraments. In a 2004 interview on NBC's Meet the Press, McCarrick was asked if he believes there's a special place in hell for priests who abuse.
There is certainly a special terrible judgment on someone who would abuse the trust that a priest must have, that a priest does have.
Ann Barrett Doyle of bishopaccountability.org says while McCarrick's defrocking is significant, most abusive bishops have escaped, and Pope Francis needs to laicize those bishops immediately. I'm Julie Walker.
The chairman of Nigeria's Electoral Commission said Saturday the decision to delay presidential elections by a week was painful, but was necessary to preserve Nigerian democracy. Speaking in Abuja, Mahmoud Yakubu said that logistical setbacks meant that all polling stations would not have been open in time for the elections. The vote is now set for February 23rd. President Muhammadu Buhari is running against Atiku Abubakar, a 72-year-old businessman and former vice president. And President Donald Trump's nominee to be UN ambassador, former State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert, has withdrawn her name from consideration. In a statement, Nauert said that she was leaving in the best interest of her family after a grueling 2 months. President Trump nominated the former Fox and Friends anchor in December to replace Nikki Haley, who resigned at the end of 2018. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.